have David Hines, legendary David Hines, lead singer of the legendary reggae band Steel Pulse, with his reflections of Tootsie's passing. David.
Yes, sir. How are you doing?
Not too bad. A bit down for the loss. Felt as if I lost my father, to be honest with you. You know, it meant so much to me in the music business.
Well, you probably lost a father, but I lost a big brother. As a matter of fact, I mean, Toots passing due to COVID, my brother passed exactly on the same scenario. As a matter of fact, he was 77 too. So it's like a big brother situation happening all over again.
Yes, and the news media, because it was on NPR, WNPR News this morning, it came over.
Okay.
You know, so this is how big Tootsie Bird was, and I would not be surprised if it's on the cable news networks too, because he had a huge impact on the music world.
He sure did. I mean, as a matter of fact, we were preparing an in-depth interview with Toots, myself, but mostly particularly the record label that I am affiliated with right now, who's going to go through a series of picking selected musicians who they admired over the years and have in-depth interviews with them. And Toots was going to be the first one. So everybody, all the players that were involved with the Toots experience aired their views as far as, you know, giving him that big up. Because, you know, from Steel Pulse's perspective, we were giving him a big up for the 60 years he's been in the industry unscathed. You know, and it's not an industry that you can survive that long, you know, due to the politics, the skullduggery, and also the fashion that music tends to take on over the years. Because one minute, you know, a certain type, style of dance is in, and a certain style of the reggae is in, and next minute it's a different. So for Toots to override all that situation and those setbacks when it comes to the industry keeps reinventing itself and managed to still stay on top, to me, was an achievement. It was an unprecedented feat in itself.
So what is the most you admired about him as a singer, as a person?
What I admire most about Toots is the fact that he was able to adapt to the eras of the industry. When it comes to the music, like I said, there's different styles of music happening. A different approach to the music happening in regards to one minute it's on tape, next minute it's on CD, next minute it's on vinyl. And for Toots to live through all that development of the music and not get old, still attracting new audiences, which gave us a lease of life, because the more the elders were appreciated, the more, you know, bands like ourselves get appreciated and still remain doing our thing, because it becomes a movement then. So these are the things I admired about Toots. And to know, I mean, just the other day I was talking about the crowds, you know, white people that he would attract in England. I mean, gosh, you know, when you think of England and the hippie and the skinhead era, I mean, it was out of Toots' music that helped to develop a racial harmony. Because up until then, there was so much racial conflict between minorities and the British people. And when ska and reggae came into being, you know, the skinheads and all those kind of racist pacts decide to have a different attitude. So I could go on forever in what Toots meant directly and also symbolically.
Indeed, and you mentioned Never Grow Old. One of his songs said, I'll never grow old. And look at him, at 77, he looked like a man in his 30s. You know, just kept that shape and that fitness, which is remarkable.
And as you know, with this particular disease, it's hitting the elderly, and it's hitting those who aren't healthy. And best to my knowledge, I didn't know of Toots having anything major wrong with him. And as you could physically see, if you didn't know any better, you'd think this man was in his late 40s, early 50s. I mean, his muscles were still rippling on him. And he was still energetic, bouncing around more than guys that was 20 years his junior. So it was like a shock to hear that he did pass. But having said that, with the track record that this particular virus has been having, hitting people at particular ages, then, you know, everything is up in the air at the same time.
Indeed. Any song that stood out for you from Toots, where you say, okay, that's it. I mean, he did the entire genre gamut in terms of dance music, in terms of really roots music. So what stood out for you?
What stood out for me with Toots was the fact, like I tell you, was the whole idea that he was the master of reinvention.
Uh-huh.
And every time, and he knew at the end of the day that reggae music was an island music.
Uh-huh.
He knew this, and he knew that it needed to expand. And him and his cronies, the rest of his contemporaries at the time, you know, the Wailers, the Meditations, the Abyssinians, they all knew that the music needed to expand. But Toots chose a direction that none of them were actually choosing, which, you know, 1 minute he's talking about the reggae, then he's talking about soul, reggae, that soul. The next minute, you know, he jumped in, say, funky Kingston. Mm-hmm. So it was all, so he knew that he had to attach himself to the American music format, which when you speak about music globally, America still carries a swing. So he knew that he had to take this kind of measure to keep the music alive.
Indeed.
So there's so many songs across his career that I can attach myself to, and how it helped to develop the music and helped to let us keep our eyes on him.
Yeah,
you know, like I said, there's so many, Reggae Got Soul, you know, Pressure Drop is one of his earliest songs, 5446, any bad man that, on the streets back in ghetto at the time, knowing that was a prison number, everybody could identify to that, because, you know, the community, the black community, was always harassed by police, and we always said to ourselves, we're going to, one time in our lives, we're going to have to spend some time behind bars. So when 5446 come out as a track, everybody said, yo, this is it.
Indeed, and talking here with David Hines of Steel Pulse, legendary lead singer, legendary man himself, and just our reflections on the passing of the beloved Frederick Nathaniel Toots Hibbert. And yes, what I meant, and you did answer in terms of a song, yes, so I wanted you
there's so many songs, and that's the reasons why they become, you know, noteworthy. Is what I'm saying, but we can go on forever till end of time right now. Mm-hmm. The amount of tracks Toots had out there that made some kind of impression, you know, and somewhere along the line when it comes to the indentation it needed to have within the industry.
And then he did an album which was released shortly before he went into hospital. Got to Be Tough. Seen it yet, but it was just recently released. And in addition to that, he participated in Jamaica's independence celebration with the Festival Song Contest. I think he won the first Festival Song in, I think, 1966 with Bam Bam. So he was in it again. He was in it again this year, but he never won. I think it was Buju Banton who won, surprisingly, you know, the Festival Song Contest this year.
Yeah. Well, the fact that he won, and the fact that he was able to participate again and still run amongst the greats from 1966 till now, shows you what I'm talking about, the material he was made from.
Uh-huh.
You know, and the new album that he's put out, I managed to hear about 3 tracks, and I'm impressed. Like I said, you know, to still have albums that are coming out and still can make some kind of niche or some kind of impact in the industry speaks volumes for me. I mean, he came out, one of the tracks is, I think it's, is it the One Love track? There's a track he did with Ziggy, but it was a Bob Marley song that he did with Ziggy. And to know that he bought the Bob Marley whole experience alive again, bearing in mind that we never witnessed a collaboration between Bob and Toots.
Uh-huh.
But to know that Toots decided to say, you know what, can't catch Kwashi, but we catch him shut.
Yeah.
And decided to use and collaborate with Ziggy, the elder, and come up with something of Bob's. It was like a refreshing experience in itself.
And you have not done a thing with him. Have you done any collaboration with him?
This is where I'm kicking myself. I wish I did. And why I'm saying that, because we've done so many tour dates together where we hit one or two places like House of Blues here and a venue here. And we just keep bumping into each other over the years. Sit down, have a chat, and then we're gone on our way again. And, you know, what I've learned, if there's nothing else I've learned today, And it's like, what I've been doing is taking advantage of the situations when I come across musicians of that caliber in my presence. And when you ask me in the interview, people I would like to have worked with, I mean, he should have been on the list. I know Uri has been on the list.
Mm-hmm.
But when I come to think of it, I'm going to be just checking out all these old-timers now, because they bring me come in so many different ways, if you see what I'm saying. And they become part, a benchmark and a milestone in our liberty outside of music as well as inside of music. Because when I was a little youth, for example, when tracks like Pressure Trap came out and songs like Bam Bam came out, it was my brothers, my elder brothers, that was listening to that kind of music. And you're sitting, you know, at one side listening to them get on with their lives as teenagers,
mm-hmm.
and everything else, and as adults. And you're remembering that experience and not realizing that you're part of that experience because you're witnessing that experience, is what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the lesson I've learned, that not to take these icons anymore for granted.
Yes. And when the history of reggae, this particular history, this part of history, this segment, this time that we're in now, is written about Tootsie Bird, what would it say about him?
Writers can say many things, but I could tell you what I could say about him. The man who never grew old. If there's any song that depicts him, out of all the songs that he's done, the fact that he's made that statement, you know, never grow old, I think that's what they can say about him, because it was all about somebody capable of reinventing themselves in a style, in a genre of music where fashion plays a lot. The language, the culture, the way clothes are worn, things like that. And the social liberty, and to, when I say language, is always some kind of word that Jamaicans invent, and then you look around at it 2 years from now, and it's no longer in use. And for the fact that you can remain current, 1 minute you're talking about jewelry, next minute it's called bling bling, and next minute it's called shine. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So for Toots to evolve and still remain current through all these changes, I could say, when it comes to Toots, never grow old.
Indeed, speaking with David Hines on the passing of the legendary Frederick Nathaniel Toots Hibbert. Any parting shots in terms of any, you know, before we say so long?
Wow, I'm surprised I said so much already, because I'm really emotional about this. I mean, I've heard the news since last night, and I was going to advertise it on the net, but the person who confided in me about Toots passing said, wait until it gets an official announcement. So, and after all of that, I'm still numb. But what I would like to say as passing words, if nothing else, is that for those who were not growing with Toots or being familiar with the Toots experience when he was with the Maytals and everything else, and actually knowing the person, I suggest you start doing it now. It's never too late, because one of the problems we do have in our genre of music is that, you know, many of us are not familiar with the growth and the development and what it took for us to get there. So that's my parting words.
Indeed.
And, you know, I know that he recently had a new deal with involving his labels based on past back catalogue. And from what I understand, that he became successful in his negotiations. And to know that he didn't enjoy the fruits of his labor is another thing that's really crushing me right now, because it isn't easy trying to prize funds out of Babylon.
Indeed, yeah.
Funds so, that is rightfully yours, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that was David Hines, lead singer and founder of Steel Pulse Reggae Band, with his reflections on the passing of Toots Hibbert, Frederick Nathaniel Hibbert. December 8, 1942, September 11, 2020. May his soul rest in peace.